Welcome to today's Bench Gap Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on the program to provide an update from the very latest City Council meeting. One of the big news items that we've talked about extensively over the past couple months is the proposal of cocktail lounges in the downtown business district. The first reading of the ordinance, so really the first official consideration for the council with this new item. And they approved the first reading, but not the second and third. What really went behind the decision to delay this at least one more meeting?
First and foremost, Andrew, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And he said last night the city council did approve an ordinance that would approve bars and cocktail lounges to operate in the central business district. That was the first reading. And for your listeners that may or may not be aware, anytime the city council passes an ordinance, ordinances require three public readings or can require three public readings, but the council always has the option to waive the second and third reading. And before we get into the details of the ordinance and what it permits, on that, the reason why the second and third readings were not waived at the request of the owner is typically the city council does not do that. On as a matter of policy, as far as ordinances are concerned, usually the council's longstanding policy is there is at least two public readings on any type of ordinance unless there's something as a public safety matter that requires us to waive second and third readings. But as a matter of fact, council usually likes to open it up for any type of ordinances and make sure that at least we have two readings of any ordinance. So in case there is any concerns out there, we give the public ample time to come to the city council and state those concerns. So we will be considering this ordinance again, at least at our first meeting in February. Now, as far as the ordinance is concerned and what was approved last night with the first reading, what this ordinance would allow bars and cocktail lounges in the central business district with a couple restrictions in mind. First and foremost, it's very important to understand that when we talk about the central business district, you're basically talking about the city's downtown. And with this, in case the listeners are there may be some confusions on what's defined as a bar and cocktail lounge under the city code and how that differs from a traditional restaurant, under the city zoning ordinance, the city zoning ordinance defines a restaurant as any type of establishment that generates at least 50% of its sale proceeds from the sale of food as opposed to alcohol. Cocktail lounges are anything that's less than 50% or lounges. And what the central business district, as far as a zoning standpoint, allows, we allow restaurants in the downtown, but we do not allow bars and cocktail lounges. This ordinance would allow bars and cocktail lounges to operate in the downtown, but with that, it has a couple of restrictions. One of the restrictions is that it would also require a special use permit from the Board of Adjustment. And that's very important for the listeners to understand. And the reason why the Board of Adjustment's special use permit is required is there were some concerns at the city council level and by permitting bars and cocktail lounges to operate in the downtown. If there was any problems with any establishment in the downtown, the city council wanted to make sure that we not only had control over their alcohol license, but they also have control over the business license, the right to operate in the downtown. And so in the event in the future that there was any troubles with any type of establishment, we can take immediate action on their business license and cease operations immediately. Second of all, in opening up bars and cocktail lounges to operate in the downtown, by going through the Board of Adjustment, that's a separate process from the City Council. If there was any neighboring property owners that had concerns or had wanted to voice those concerns, that's a forum for them to express those concerns prior to a business license being granted to a bar or cocktail lounge in the downtown. And the second restriction that folks need to understand is also when we talk about those business licenses, what the ordinance permits is a total of two special use permits for a bar or cocktail lounge in the central business district. And the reason for that is there was a concern at the city council level over if that was opened up as an allowable use in the downtown about proliferation of bars and cocktail lounges in the downtown. That is the way to control the number. What is approved in the ordinance is a total of two special use permits with that. But once again, from the listener standpoint, any bar or cocktail lounge that wishes to operate in the downtown would be required to get a special use permit through the Board of Adjustment.
A lot of things moving ahead with reconstruction projects early this year. Oskaloosa Street finally comes back around. In fact, bid letting was this week. So I'm sure a very exciting news for the city to finally get this project off and running.
Absolutely, Andrew. And we're excited about this project. And from the city standpoint, I guess if you want to call us infrastructure geeks, we're looking forward to it. But it's a needed project. And specifically when we talk about the Oskaloosa reconstruction project, we're talking about reconstruction of Oskaloosa Street from basically Prairie out to Southeast 16th Street, just to get the folks up to speed on where that exactly is. We're looking basically to start the project by Nick's Greenhouse and extend all the way out to Sunrise Mobile Home Court. It's going to involve the replacement of about 4,000 linear feet of street pavement, as well as water main improvements and sanitary sewer improvements. And then we're also going to be making storm sewer improvements out on Oskaloosa Street and well. So it's a very big project. And for listeners that may be interested in this item, we will be holding a public hearing on the project on February 2nd. Overall, the estimated cost of the project is about $2.5 million. And if the project gets approval from the City Council on February 2nd, we intend to start construction shortly after tulip time. And the tentative completion date for the project is November 15th of 2016. So with that, I would encourage your listeners to stay tuned to your radio station, Andrew, for updates on this project. And in addition to the public hearing on February 2nd, we will be conducting additional public meetings on this because this is a rather large project for the City of Pella, but it's a very needed project, very important project for the city's infrastructure network.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.